to last any time longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, your iPod's fine. The only reason your iPod didn't charge last time was because you actually forgot you unplugged the charger.
There should be some sort of warning alert for that.
Do not unplug the charger, as it will not work.
It was unplugging the charger or not be able to plug in the TV that I had to move into the bedroom because I was lovely.
Oh, it's all seem okay. They look fast enough. The new iPod Photo looks rather pretty. No, not in the UK yet. I think it's US only. Oh, well, Liam can't speak because he's chowing down the huge double decker.
It used to be bigger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like Curly Whirly, as we know.
I like Curly Whirly, actually. I don't like many chocolates.
I like double deckers.
Is it Cadbury's double decker?
Cadbury's.co.uk.
It's where proper chocolate goes to be fantastically proper chocolatey. None of that American chocolate that unfortunately tastes.
American chocolate's quite nice.
See, I don't like American chocolate. I think it's too.
I found it a bit of an acquired taste. Mind you, Helen loves kind of the Reese's Pieces new Nutet. Was it Nutrageous?
Yeah, we'll buy
Reese's Nutrageous. She really loves those. So.
Is Reese's American or is it German?
I thought Reese's was American.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
It's Riesen that's German, isn't it?
Oh, Riesen, yeah.
Riesen.
Oh, they're nasty.
Oh. Yes, they are. See, it's German, typical German efficiency. No taste.
Oh, that's not fair.
Taste has been removed to protect the innocent.
I like German marzipan's fantastic. You ever had that? You know, you've seen those kind of
is it long, golden Stollen?
It's made
big, fat, stodgy cakes.
Well, you can get big ones, but you can also get the small chocolate-covered ones. They're selling all those fresh out sweet chocolate.
Very nice. Okay.
Tina was saying that apparently Stollen is X-ray dense, which means that if you have it in your bag and you're going back through the German airport, and you've got this big block of X-ray dense material in your bag, and they go, what's that? And you go, it's a Stollen. And they go, okay. And it could be like
C4. Because it's a Stollen. Yeah. Well, it's something that Blue Tack is also radio dense as well. So Blue Tack stops X-rays. I mean, it stops them really well. So if you're ever in a like big X-ray area, just cover yourself in Blue Tack. That's a lot of Blue Tack you have to slap on.
Yeah. Or if you want to have a laugh going through airports, make knives out of Blue Tack.
I mean, so we used to X-ray skeletons because you can whack up the X-rays on skeletons because they're already dead anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They don't mind being irradiated a bit.
Been dead for 2,000 years. Won't mind if you just crank it up to 40 kilovolts, will you? So we used to really rack it up to see some of the dense bone, like the head of the femur and stuff like that. But they used to like put them on the plates and put little bits of Blue Tack to support them so they don't roll over. They come through just with white spots because they just couldn't get through the sodding Blue Tack. It's like, there's commercial applications for something that does that.
Makes sense. Hospitals.
You know, in some
hospitals, you're going to like Blue Tack walls.
Yeah, people who do non-destructive testing for machine parts and stuff like that. Using a lot of X-ray things, and if you have, and they've got sort of very thin cladding now, because usually you have to like leave the room and do all this, but now they've got this kind of X-ray shield cladding. It's very thin. They could do that with Blue Tack. Save yourself a bloody fortune. Go out, buy some Sardon.
Jim wearing Blue Tack overalls.
Do look a bit like that. Anyway, dungeon.
Yes.
Old bear.
Impending death.
Yes.
You've leveled. What new things do you have, thief?
I now have knowledge religion.
Wow.
Because
you've seen the light.
I'm not talking to the cleric, but a little part of my mind thinks that he may talk sense 1% of the time.
Especially since we've just seen all the nice stuff that's happened to him recently.
Yes, true. Perhaps you should start turning towards Timora a bit more. Is that worshipping Timora?
I don't know how.
Resistance to fire? Resistance to cold?
Yes, I should.
So you just go, praise Timora, when lucky things happen.
Okay, I'll
worship Garagos. I pray to him by killing things.
Ooh.
See, that's such an easier way than praying.
It can be tough to kill things sometimes.
If you're loyal to Lidamara, the dice will be nice. Not Lidamara. To Timora, the dice will be nice to you.
Will they? Mm-hmm.
Just with a few words here.
And is it Beshrabah?
My actual dice
don't,
are rubbish.
Don't ever say the word Beshrabah, because that's Timora's opposite god, who is the god of unluck.
Unluck?
Basically.
Bad luck.
How do I say that again?
Beshrabah.
Bad luck.
The god of bad luck. Was she split off from Timora or something?
Tash.
That's right, Tish and Tash. They split in two, didn't she? And into the goddess of good luck and bad luck.
I love what.
I can eat them, because they're not made from potatoes, they're made from
maize.
Something from Mars.
They're made from floss weeping.
But they taste great.
Do you know what I did in the shop as well? I smacked the big display. It was on the same hand and the same part that I hit on the table yesterday. And the woman was just like slouched over the counter. She was like, don't do that.
Stop that, please.
Okay, there's a joke.
Oh, ready? Go on.
What do you call a rich bear?
What do you call a rich bear?
I don't know. What do you
it's call funny, apparently. Bear?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, dear.
I thought it was
funny. British.
Yeah. Yes, it's rather British. They're the it's rather pools. British.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they just play pools. It's not the lottery. It is the pools. They still happen.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Can you win like 55p or something on the pools?
Well, you can win like that top prize ever is like just over £1 million, isn't it? Not a huge quantity compared to the lottery.
That was nice.
Mm. Ooh, Watsons taste like poison.
No, they're fantastic.
They're lovely. Oh, cheesy poison. My tongue's just started again.
Poison, cheesy poison. It's
quite good today, actually.
So you've got some religion, Phelan?
Yep.
Yes, what have you got? What have you got, wizard? And what are you learning every day, wizard?
What is wizard learning? Everything he can.
Yes.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
What did you get? You got feet?
My feet I took... Create... Arms and armour, was it?
Craft magical arms and armour.
Craft magical arms and armour.
Just buzz trickles, because you get a free skill and you may as well have it.
Yeah. That's what I took as my new feat that suddenly entered my brain.
Cool. Means when you get some downtime, you get a spell and sword.
But we'll touch
excellent.
This.
I have not touched it.
The arcane. Not,
it didn't come back out of the bag.
I've come back down
in the bag, yeah. Oh, yes, there is a light. Oh, yes, yes, there it is.
Hey, pen.
Thank you. The arcane and labyrinthine pathways of my mind has also released to me the knowledge of how to cast Fireball!
About time too.
And also be a bit quicker with my friends with haste.
There you go. Hurrah. Boyak is
wow,
not jealous.
Wow, super fast halfling of stamina.
Yes.
Shing shing!
I like that. Oh god, that means two sneak attacks per round.
Hee hee! I have to check out how long that lasts for.
Is it one round per level.
Round per level.
Pretty good.
I got some hit points.
And that is about all.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I got new hit points as well.
Everybody.
I thought it was better as well.
Did you get I decided against putting points into swimming.
Is there
I've become somewhat more scary when I talk to people.
But you don't think you do that very often. You tend to stab them instead.
No. Well, we haven't really met anyone. We're in a position to intimidate.
That's true. They either don't care or are harder than you.
Or don't speak a language in common.
That's true, actually. It's hard to... You can just stand and look intimidating.
Look scary.
As your intimidation is based on strength, I believe.
Yeah.
As opposed to charisma, which I never really understood. You can be threatening, or you can just look like a brick shithouse.
Yeah.
Did you get hit points?
Yes, I did. That's
pretty good. Did you get lots of obscene amount of hit points?
Not that many.
Six.
Just six.
Just the six.
Which is a bit sick and obscene for a wizard.
You got three, didn't you?
I have 27.
Yes, I rolled for me.
And I got a bit more diplomatic.
I had it witnessed as well.
Some more knowledge.
Religion?
Religion, the planes, history, arcane.
You just want to get good at Trivial Pursuit, don't you?
Yeah. Really,
yeah. Something to do in the dungeon on those long, lonely nights while I've wizards learning their spells.
But I'm never any good at the yellow ones.
The irony of Pope, I beat him.
The yellow people in literature or something? History.
History and literature. That's where the bunch of archaeologists come down.
Let's see. Oh, I don't need food anymore. That was the other good one.
Yay.
Ooh. Wow. Oh, my poverty-stricken state. Oh, I'm not hungry anymore. There we go.
And you have better
see,
fire and cold
food,
resistance.
You don't need food, you can make it.
Sorry?
You don't need food.
I don't need food. Well, I can make it as well.
Okay.
You know.
Because that's what I was yaying at.
Yes, you can make food and water now, and we just don't ask where the source is.
I just don't need it.
Yes, I know, but if we get hungry, we can stop eating bloody cat meat.
Yes,
I quite like it.
We're running low.
Yeah. And
find something else meaty to
get.
Dungeon Master seems to take poorly on us eating kobolds and orcs for some reason.
It's not the Dungeon Master, is it? It's the cleric who doesn't like us eating sentient creatures.
Apparently.
Oh, there's that intelligent ones too.
Maybe we could eat the harborg.
He's a bit kind of sinewy.
Actually, I think his intelligence may be higher than mine, so I'm going to shut it. What is your intelligence?
12.
Oh, no, mine's 15. That's not plus 12, is it? It's not like stupid, like 48 or
50. Yeah! The heart of 40. Yeah. Super mega brain!
I've already figured out exactly how to get out of the dungeon. I'm just playing with you all.
inside your vaulted mind of magnitude.
Not like a little cathedral inside your head.
Mm. Yeah, in fact,
you have a mental
palace or dungeon. I'm using powerful psionic gifts. Yeah, I have.
There's no spoon.
Mental fortress.
There is no spoon.
Sorry.
There's nothing to eat on your spoon.
There is no spoon.
Look into my eyes. Look around my eyes. Look through my eyes. But in my eyes. Look in my eyes. Don't want to eat on it. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, you're scary good at that. Although it didn't work at all.
Yeah. He's been practicing.
It's off a little burn. I saw it as well. Because you did it in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Every time I hear that, I just go nanny bitty.
That's scary. Frank.
Oh, nanny bitty.
The last episode of Hex is a bit bizarre, but I'm not going to tell
you. I haven't seen it yet.
But it's really weird.
We're back in Region A. we're back in the roughly the area we were in when we left.
You are. You just killed an owl bear
from the door to a room.
Behind you. No, you're here. Behind you.
Where's my pen?
Behind you is a crackling red and black electrical field that you can't quite see all of.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a door to the south there behind you. Door in front of you is open into a room, which I haven't yet drawn, but which is roughly in the shape.
Okay, can you actually move to one side so I can see where you're pointing at? Where are you pointing at?
You're here.
Okay.
And the crackly energy is
that ball there.
Okay.
Ball! Okay,
very good.
So it's very well that you point, but you usually point with your head in the way.
Sorry, my love. So, and the owlbear is sticking out of the door, the remains of it.
Yes. Well, yes, it's dead.
It's
burnt to crisp.
Not all of it is burnt to a crisp, mainly the head and chest area.
Most of it's burnt to a crisp because of the flaming sphere.
Burnt.
And the scorching ray.
I'm still taking a few feathers. There's bound to be some feathers I can use.
Right.
Twink.
South.
South sounds good.
South sounds good.
You're heading away. You're a bit injured, aren't you, all,
yeah,
and things?
Yeah, quite bad.
I'm not so bad.
Well, Foyt's almost out.
Yes, as am I.
And me.
Yeah, I'm down to 40 hit points.
Oh my goodness. I'm down to 40 hit points. From?
53 now.
Not bad at all.
Not bad, not bad.
Mm. I think cats will win.
Yeah, they will do that.
No,
don't let them in.
They're that bad.
Yes, they are that bad.
Oh. They're irritating us just outside the door. Imagine what they'll be like in here.
Okay.
The dice is.
Where are you going?
I might go and put them in the kitchen.
Where are you going? Oh, so many choices. The smell of burnt feathers.
Rather than into the room with bizarre crackling.
Yes. Down here?
You're going down. Down that corridor.
Down
south.
Corridor here.
Well, we've done all the north and east, and now we're...
Did you get to that crossroads by walking down that corridor? Where are you heading?
Down the arm we've not been down.
Down the arm we've not been down.
Yeah.
So hang on. We followed Boyek's instructions going north and east to get out. Now we're completely thrown out of the side.
South
and west, just to say, stick it to you, Boyek. Boyek
doesn't mind.
Oh, all right,
north and east.
Oh, gee, well, could we go north and east, then?
North and east sent us into undead territory.
Yeah, but you got rid of them pretty sharpish.
Temporarily.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're at this crossroads. If you go this way, you get to a T-junction. Are you interested? Going that way?
One's definitely in the kitchen. Don't know where you want.
Yes, this is the T-junction.
Yeah.
From the T-junction, the corridor does that. And that.
Oh. I see.
Like so. South or north? To the north it curves to the left, to the south it curves to the left. So much earlier.
If you find somewhere to hold up for the day. No spells, guys.
North or south?
Kind of run out.
South.
South it is.
I want to get away from those scary things that came through the walls and tried to bite us.
Yes.
Or whatever it is that they
You just find the corridor around and find something interesting.
Yeah.
Very good, because there's a bit of corridor here.
Yes, we know they're trapped in Section E, but we don't know they're trapped. We just know that they're
in the middle of the door. We know they're trapped.
No.
There's just a couple of doors and walls, and they can walk through doors and walls.
Damn that PC versus player knowledge. Ah,
PC.
It's fine, I'm thick as both, so it's fine.
Oh,
maybe. It's not true.
I say it for sympathy.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to my stereotype.
You come around the corner, and there is a door ahead of you.
And
on the right-hand side.
You're hungry, aren't you?
The room, the door to the room is closed.
We distrust closed doorways.
I shall go and...
We're not terribly happy about open doorways either.
I shall go and listen at said doorway with a dice.
Okay. In fact, we'd be happiest with a dungeon that was just a series of really shortly interconnected rooms.
Maybe one big room.
Yeah, it's one giant room.
Actually, there is a level that is basically one enormous room.
16 Excellent. To listen at the door.
You don't hear anything on the other side of the door.
Okay, I shall see if there are any traps on this door.
Maybe not.
Search. 19.
Pray for that new god of yours.
You don't think the door's trapped.
I try and open the door.
You'll stand back.
Whoops, you open the door.
It's not locked.
It's not
I
locked.
Know, that's why I rolled in case it was locked.
Okay, not locked.
Okay, I'll peek in. I'm going to be able to take my eyes out and stick them on a sticky bit around the corner.
That's seven level. Yeah.
You step into the room, give me a will save.
Oh!
Oh dear.
That's five then.
You freeze in the doorway. You are completely incapable of moving.
Ooh. At all.
Painting?
Boink, or should you poke? Totally and utterly rigid.
I'll take advantage of me while I'm
pushing. Yes!
I pull out of the doorway. Just
she's
to get something
totally and utterly paralysed.
Paralysed? Is she, her eyes moving? Is she absolutely... Is
she's
she breathing?
Paralysed. Yeah, well, kind of. She's a lot
paralysed or frozen?
You're paralysed.
Am I stuck to the floor?
No.
No, you lift her up like a mannequin.
You're like a little statue. Held in your...
I did it on Buffy today.
Like sneaking.
Give me the remote.
Damn! The halfling's been frozen in place! Oh. I've never heard her so quiet!
Sorry. Yeah, it's literally silent, but you know.
Ding, ding.
It's really funny that I can move incredibly silently, but I can't hear anything. My listening skills are rubbish.
Well, yeah.
I was just pondering that, sorry.
I think this might be some sort of magical trap. I've never seen her do that before.
Dear. It seems our rogue has fallen on some unfortunate incident.
Yeah. This is like a game I used to play at school. You used to run down the field because we had a slope, and then somebody would go like that, and you'd bash, you'd do the same, and then they'd swing you around, and then you fell into a pose, and you had to stay there, and then they would come and try and tickle you, and then if they tickled you successfully and you laughed, then you lost.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a rather great.
Very exciting game.
What are you going to do? Exciting game.
Sounds fun.
What are you going to do?
We play British Bulldog Cat's Heart.
Yeah, I played that as well. I got close hand once. Close line.
They put you out of the line to dry for the British Bulldog game.
Yep. I'm going to be paralysed.
Pretty good.
Well done.
The rest of you?
We're looking at this paralysed halfling going, that's not good!
After about 30 to 40 seconds, you start to begin to be able to move again.
Oh, she's stalling!
Well, I start to be able to move first.
Yes. What? Oh, your fingers and things.
Fingers
it's
and toes.
A pretty quick process.
What happened? Some kind of trap.
I don't know. I don't like it.
What's in the room? Can we peer through into the room?
What did I see when I was in there?
Several skeletons sit against the wall, the shackles that held them to their fate still on their wrists.
Anything else? Just skeletons and
shackles? So we can go in there?
What you can see from the door.
Oh.
Dun dun dun!
I'm not going
what,
in there.
What shape is the room? What shape is the room that we can see?
Is it a square?
Yeah, it is.
Rectangular.
That sort of
shape. Oh, is that? Well, we can have a pretty good look for... The only place we can't see is that bottom corner there.
You can see, that's what you can see. You can't search it. You can
see. Oh, right, you can see. Oh, it doesn't sound very
interesting.
You
could see a big pile of treasures.
If there was a big pile of treasure, it would have been part of the.
I'm quite disappointed by the lack of treasure.
I'm very sorry. There's more treasure in the other levels, I'm afraid. This is fairly lax with regards to treasures.
And we came back in here! I don't believe it!
I think they should have given us lots and lots of treasure in the first section, and then we'd get more and more pissed off at having to cart it around longer and longer and longer.
I've made a cart out of the bones of the dead.
And you found like thousands of copper pieces at one point, and you just ignored them.
Because they're the copper pieces.
Could have fashioned them to some kind of base armour, I guess. But anyway. Scale mail.
Sort of scale mail, yes. Yeah.
Made out of coins. Anyway,
who's to happen?
Not going back
this
in.
Is quite popular.
Mm. I'll check the door again.
Okay.
Coin quaff.
Oh, this dice is badly behaved.
Change
the
dice.
Yes.
That one's not
that.
Terribly
better. Brother. Yes.
What is your spot skill?
Mine.
Search skill rather than
search.
-10.
You put it up this level.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, mate. Very good. Hey, you can now if you take 20. Hey, you got a 20. You don't think the door's trapped?
Oh.
Hog?
How would you know? I was the one that just got paralysed. You know nothing.
He doesn't think the door is trapped.
He doesn't think the door is trapped, says the half-orc fighter.
I rolled a 20.
You don't think the
door is trapped. I'm not a thief, so
you
I don't
think the door is trapped.
If I was a thief and rolled a 20, then you would be confident.
Ha! 25.
You don't think the door is trapped.
Oh! No, it's slightly inside the door where there's trap.
Yes! It's the room itself!
I do lots of peering and gaping.
Okay. You peer and gape through the door.
Should do
you're actually passing through the door?
No. I'm not stupid, you know.
You're not.
I am.
The half... Go on, you're going to go. What's the
blue
save like?
I think it's because the halfling's little and weak that she was paralysed.
What's your will save?
I'm going to walk in. I have no will save. I'm a fighter.
I've got a will save. Shall I try it?
You step in.
Why don't I try it first? Because you can pull me out.
Make me a will save.
And I've got a better will save than you.
18.
You step into the room.
He's alive! Is he moving?
Yes.
See? Told you. I searched the room.
I hate this dungeon. Everything bad happens to me. I'm going home.
21.
Why don't you speak to Mr. Damage Magnet here?
You don't find the thing in the room. Some skeletons, some shackles. It's like an old, basically old holding chamber.
Do you want any bits?
No, it wasn't necessary for me.
And I'm not moving.
Are you sure? You've been collecting bits from everywhere else.
A bit of an arm bone might be coming useful. Maybe some finger bones, some fingers and toes. Bring back some fingers and toes.
You know what? It's funny bone.
Ha 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 ha! That's very humorous. Ha ha ha!
We shall not.
Look at this way. If it's not trapped, lassie, maybe it's you who's freezing randomly. Now that would be a bad sign.
Yeah. Maybe you should have the cleric check you for diseases.
No,
yeah.
I don't have any.
Random freezing from sitting
moving.
In one of those
I'm
magical cones.
I'm right here and I'm not moving until my mum and dad come and get me.
They could be sometime.
Because I just invented a new storyline. There we go. Yes, my mummy and daddy are going to come and get me.
A trap somewhere in this
horrible dungeon.
And should you die, they will come and find you.
Yes, and bring my identical twin sisters or cousin with them.
Yeah.
All eight of them.
Or, really conveniently, there'll be a character exactly the same almost in the dungeon with a different name who has exactly my skills. Locked up in a room, very close to where we'll
locked
be.
Up in the room, yes. Why only next door?
Yeah.
Not moving.
Oh, we'll never playing a
moving ever games. Again. Because he went into the room and he didn't get frozen. And I did, and I hate it. Everything bad happens to me, and we shall not be moved.
Well, I have got a slightly better will save.
We shall not be moved.
Okay, we leave the halfling and we wander off.
We can't do that.
She won't be moved, she said.
My mum and dad are going to come and rescue me, and I'm not moving.
How old are you?
23.
Leave me to talk to her. And we'll be fine.
23? I'm 63.
Yeah, granddad.
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Well,
do you realise?
16. Yeah.
I'm the old fart of this
really
lot, aren't I? Am I like 40 years older than everybody else at least? Listen to your elders.
I'm quite young for a dwarf.
Yeah, it's not too bad for a dwarf. It's kind of middle. You all. In fact, I'm pretty older than all of you put together. If you want.
I don't know if I could actually do any form of maths, I would add our ages up and... Yeah,
yeah,
I think
33 plus, what's for you?
I'm 23.
Yes.
Oh dear. Balazar has to find his age.
36.
Yes. Whoops. So, what are you doing?
I'm giving him the hand off one of the skeletons.
Very good. Just on some toe bones. Fingers and toes, please. Thank you.
Very good.
They'll fit in the box.
Doesn't that ring me?
Yeah. There's nothing in it.
Metatarsals and metacarpals, please.
How many have I?
Just dead people.
There's a disclaimer going out. If Steve dies of food poisoning, it wasn't the food I just cooked him. He just admitted it, so that's fine. Al, if you die, then that's your fault.
Cheers.
Best meal I've ever cooked for company. Killing people. How terrible is that?
He's still alive at the moment. He's looking a bit peaky though. No, I'm fine. Okay. He can make his own food and water now. What? Let's watch. Ooh. Okay. So.
Yes.
Let's go.
Where are you going?
To San Francisco, where the flowers
west
are very high.
West? You go west.
I'm not moving.
There's a small door.
Not
a small room.
We leave the halfling behind.
That is a dead end.
It's a dead end.
Yes.
But everything keeps getting me and I'm scared of those big things and I'm scared of going rooms and I'm rubbish.
It's a dead end.
It appears to be a dead end.
Little tiny
point in your face.
I don't like that he's blank.
I don't understand that concept.
Okay. Can I search again? I don't like blank ends in corridors. Can I have a search of the corridor?
You don't think there's anything there.
Oh. But I have stone cunning. I'm a dwarf.
Yes.
Damn!
I'm changing that name.
Should we go back to that T-junction and go north then?
You're going north from the T-junction? Just draw. Is that where you're going?
Yes, because no one has raised any objection to it.
No.
We shall not be moved.
Oh, we're leaving behind. You're just a faint voice down the corridor now. She'll catch up in the end.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait until the next room that they try and go in.
It's very dark where you are now.
No, it's not.
With me. Oh, you're
very dark
not,
where
okay.
you are right
no,
now.
No, we don't care.
Lantern,
see in the dark. Yeah.
Glowing lantern man.
we're dark vision. Therefore, we don't have lights to say, we are here, monsters. We are here.
Just think, we're helping you.
Yes, that's right. You're attracting all the monsters, and we can just wander off in the dark.
We get old XP. Yay.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah, which party does Boink go to?
Oh, that's a good point.
Boink will stay in the party that doesn't have the wizard in it.
Three against two. Damn. You lose. Okay. I'm going to catch up with you eventually. I'm just milking the moment.
Well, for the next hour, I think we'll talk about religion.
Never rains, but it falls.
Who are you talking to?
We see a
I believe he's talking to me.
Two steps of someone running towards us.
You're not trying to pull to check the party. That's really mean.
I don't think I can.
I don't know.
You come to a split in the corridor, which has a door to the east and a door to the west. Both of them head south.
What should we do, my friend Garut?
Let's listen at the doors.
Yes. All together, or is it just you two?
I don't know.
Two. I imagine that we'll
have you fled from the religious.
I think we'll probably just be walking slightly behind you, like maybe 10, 20 metres.
Oh, it's the first time we've split the party.
splitting the party.
We can still see you, assuming that you're not going around really tight bends.
You probably, we've
gone around really tight bends.
Where are we? I don't know where we are. Oh, okay.
You're up here. Yeah. Two at the moment.
Just going to here.
Listen at the westernmost door.
The westernmost door? In the south of it.
You go to the which door?
The westernmost door.
That one?
Yes.
This door. Ooh, I didn't hear much. Oh, no, I did actually.
Yes, you did. It's quite a respectable door.
Heard 19 to it.
You don't hear anything through the door.
Damn it! Let me try a half walk.
I'm going to be talking to you about Timora and asking you.
Listen. Wrong! Oh no, the half orc's far better than me. I've still got too much dwarven earwax.
You don't hear anything. They're going to open the door.
Are we going to open the door? Yes, go on then.
Let us look.
You open the door.
So if I cross my fingers, does that mean I'll get lucky?
Not as lucky as if you ask Timora.
Timora, can I be lucky, please?
She might not hear you in this huge.
Generally, hear you in a big corporeal way.
You open the door. There is a door to the left which is open. It leads into a room. A corridor leads off to the right.
What is in the room?
The room!
Does that have a number?
A couple of broken barrels are all that remains of interest in this otherwise barren room.
Sounds like a good hold up room. What room number is it?
99.
Ooh, 99.
Where are you going?
I'm talking to Bastian Tor. Mm-hmm. He's going to teach me how
we
to
play. We could follow that corridor for no good reason.
we're following the masters of the party at the minute.
Mm. We like this corridor. It seems to be lengthy and have a turn in it.
I've got bugger all spells at the moment, do you understand?
Mm. No. I've got this big axe.
All right.
I have bugger all spells.
No spells to bugger with, I'm afraid.
No. Hard luck.
Look at my hands here, right?
Okay.
Oh. I guess the rest of the party catch up.
I think we're essentially walking with you. We're just not paying as much attention as I
was. Yeah, because it's talking about the religion.
You come down to the south, and you get to a door on the left-hand wall as you head south. To the right, the corridor continues to an area you recognise. Yes.
Looks like familiar territory.
You don't think you've been through the door to the east. It heads west, east rather.
We go through the
east. I don't believe you've been through that door anyway.
No, you're not going in that room.
We've been in that room, it was full of crap.
Oh, okay.
Which room?
Didn't we? Was that one?
What's the number on the room? What's the room number on the room?
They just said it was full of barrels.
Oh, okay. Right.
Did you search the room in case there was something other than crap in it?
No.
I'm distracted.
There was no searching of the room, so we moved on.
Heading
I'm going to have to move the eastern door up here, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Just to the left. Doesn't matter, I'll wipe it out in a minute.
What, the party?
Don't worry, the party will be wiped out in a moment.
What, the intestines at the top?
Yeah, that's one of the other rooms you saw somewhere else.
Okay. That was like a whole series of cells.
Oh, yeah.
With
okay.
The chain bodies.
There is... Behind the closed door, there is another closed door after a short corridor.
Sorry, could you repeat that, sorry?
There is a short corridor and another closed door.
Listen.
The fighter's really getting into this.
I can listen quite well. I listen 9 seconds away.
You don't hear anything behind the door.
I'm utterly useless, I'm going to leave.
No, you'll be fine.
Check up the traps, please.
See you, have you?
See you.
Yeah. Wave the halfling on the door. Scan the door.
24.
Nice.
You don't think the door is trapped?
Because 24 isn't 24.
I don't think the door is trapped. I think Garut should go to it first.
Brave Garut.
Stealing my job.
I kick the door open and burst into the room.
You kick the door open.
With a big growly or half orky wah dog.
And the room is...
That's copyright Games Workshop, sorry.
Wag.
I believe that's wag, actually.
Yeah, wag.
Wah isn't copyright anymore.
No, right.
It is, for babies.
Yes, babies are copyright. Wah. Copyright. Yeah, cross-shaped room. A door, again, across from you. Oh, to the east is closed.
Oh, yeah. More corridors.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse my bad dungeon drawing. And to the north corridor, there is a door in the eastern wall.
What the hell are we doing back here, anyway?
We're following you.
How come east?
No, I'm not following. I'm following the hard fighter.
If you follow the northern corridor.
I wanted to go back into the other section, then we all bugged off again, so I don't know.
Where are we heading?
Up that bit, then to the east.
Look at the tour of this section of a dungeon.
The door to this room is open. Let me draw it on.
I'll be nice place to bring it. Or maybe some things I can kill.
There it is.
We did leave that glowing black lightning red thing there. Yeah, that's probably a sensible thing, actually.
I'm going to check this doorway for traps and stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead. I get 19.
You do not think the door is trapped.
Ooh. Don't need to kill it, yeah?
A couple of broken crates are all that remains of interest in an otherwise empty room, as far as you can tell from the door.
Is this 90% of the dungeon? Mostly empty.
Maybe.
Please, Mrs. Tymora, can I go in so that nothing bad will happen to me? Thank you.
You step in the room. Make me a will serve.
Damn it! I knew that was going to happen.
Picked the wrong door, Harbling.
However, 17.
You pass through the door.
It worked! Wow, I like gods, they're good.
Or rather, you just walked in through a door and nothing happened.
Yes.
Yeah, but that means...
That would have done
something.
Do you?
Yes. Got something tried to attack you.
Oh, really? Well, you can feel it.
Something may have tried to attack you.
What did it feel like?
Something did. A spell went off.
Ooh. What kind of
spell? In fact, everybody by the door can make me a will serve.
Not me.
Everybody.
Everybody said everybody by the door. I'm not by the door. I'm a magic user. We're at the back.
Are you within 15 feet of the door?
Alright, we're in 15 feet. That's not really by the door. 15 feet is like that's far away.
What is it, you're a combat wizard, and then you're like, no, I'm at the back.
I like to think I'm balanced in that way.
Assume when I say by the door that each one of these squares is 5 feet and the party squishes into it.
18.
Fine. Will save, yeah?
17.
14.
14. Right.
What about boy?
He's fine. Combat wizard.
Body damage, Ragnar!
There is a sort of swirling light in your mind, and you stand fascinated and staring at the top of the door.
I shouldn't have gone near the bloody door!
You're fine, you're at the back.
That's because you don't believe in God.
You're fascinated.
Yes, I do!
You're fascinated. You're just standing in the room.
Which God?
Durgan Brightmantle, of course.
My God is lucky.
Right, Marvin Brightmantle.
Everyone else passes into the room. Not realising the wizard is standing... Looking back, you realise the wizard is standing staring at the top of the doorframe.
Malazan.
He's
hello.
Completely ignorant of you.
Can I poke him with a stick?
Oh,
There'll be a lot of rattles in this annoying noise, boy.
Oh, you don't need an op ed.
We might as well poke you with a sharpened stick.
Yes.
Can I poke you with a sharpened
stick? Garud has a spear. Throw the spear, Garud.
I have these axes I haven't used yet.
I've been throwing daggers I haven't tried for a while.
Mr. Kipling, he makes exceedingly good cakes.
They're not cakes, they're apple pies.
A big sack of free ones would not be better.
I like apples. Apples are good.
He's that, he's fine. He's just absolutely seems to be very distracted by something on top of the
room. I start pulling faces at him.
You can drag him into the room, please, Groot.
Hey, peace, man.
Beard.
It is hypnotism. He is a weak-minded fool.
Fireball coming online. That's a dead kobold.
Can you hear anything?
We've had a nice rest.
Can you hear anything?
No. It's totally distracted.
You smell.
Let's search this room.
And rats. And your mother is ugly.
And she's a dwarf.
Yes. Goes without saying.
My mother has a beard like a real dwarf.
We could shave him.
Shave his eyebrows off!
Shave his beard off, it's more embarrassing for a dwarf.
We could give him a girly haircut. He's been mean, he is not nice. We could pick on him.
You go into the room!
It's not a good thing to do.
Okay. I'm being a good girl today.
Are you dragging Balazar in?
Yes.
Completely incapacitated, we'll probably end up killing him by accident.
Very good. What are you doing in the room?
Searching it.
Very good. Let me roll all who's searching.
We'll continue very, very slowly if you let me do it.
I put my search up, that's actually 22 now.
Everyone loses a hit point.
Why?
Not including hypnotised.
Yes, you're there.
Why?
That's not fair.
Please explain.
Just lose a hit point.
I'm not losing a hit point, please tell me why.
What is it for? We just feel less vigorous.
Did we find anything?
No.
We leave.
The end. Next.
Are you dragging combat wizard along behind you? You're leaving this room.
Well.
You feel...
do you have bootlaces?
No.
Well, no, not really. Bastion, you feel that this room is quite close to the negative plane.
Ooh. We don't want to be here.
Don't tell the wizard! Can't understand a bloody thing right now.
Yes.
You've got no choice.
How do we make Balazar better?
After a while, he comes round.
4 years later.
We can only hope. Okay.
Was it like being paralysed?
That was rubbish.
Not all. It was all I remember it.
Not really. You remember seeing just staring or something.
That and the door which we haven't gone through.
They see one here on the eastern wall.
Yeah.
I
have to get my map out again. I'm running at the monkeys.
Monkeys. You're opening the door into a room. It's quite long.
We made up a new internet song, Steve.
What?
Monkeys.
It'll be there by the morning, won't it?
I think it'll be somewhat derivative.
Yeah.
Like llamas is quite derivative.
Well, I think mine.
Whereas badgers was
from the door, which has another room in the centre of it.
Oh. They like this.
Is there another thing to touch so that I can be trapped in a room without air again? Please.
Maybe. You walking around it?
Yes.
You walk around the room.
Badly. It might die for being bad.
This door is closed. This door to the north.
Mm-hmm.
There is a door at the end of this inner room.
A room within a room?
Which is open.
Oh. Who's looking around the corner? I'm standing more than 15 feet away from the door. Thank you.
Cowardly wizard.
No, merely... Wizardy wizard.
The room is quite foggy inside.
Fog in a dungeon, it ain't right.
Just this room.
Again.
Just foggy.
It ain't natural.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't natural.
Where are we now? Are we in the one with the brick in it?
Yes, you're up there. Yeah. The one with the brick in it.
Sorry, you draw it on, I can't see you draw
Sorry,
it on.
Sorry, Bobby, I'll try and draw it from the other side. Sorry.
My bright mantle's beard, it ain't natural.
Bright mantle's bald dwarf. Not kidding.
Oh, I could have done that.
Boyak looks at you expectantly.
Go on, brave kobold, go in.
No,
foolish
wizard.
Why, you're not going to go
in. Why not do you go in, wizard who stands far from the door?
I'll go in! Timora, please, can I go in and the fog not bite me? Thank you.
Make me will serve.
I haven't even rolled to go through the door yet.
Make me will serve.
That's why, you bloody kobold.
Nine.
You step into the doorway. You become completely and totally rigid.
Again. Mm-hmm. I told you, it's actually you.
Perhaps. Yeah, I'd best go and get the halfling.
Again.
That's did it 18.
You step through the door, grab the halfling. Shackles line the walls at regular intervals along the entire length of this room.
I'll have a bit of search while I'm in here.
Okay.
Halfling under your arm.
Oh Jesus.
Four. Next time I'm gonna make sure I'm in a good place.
You lose the halfling for a minute or two and find her again.
Oh yeah, I balanced her on the shoulder. Thought that was me parrot for a minute.
You are.
A parrot? Keep that quiet. Parrot.
Well, I ate it, that's why it's quite quiet.
It was a little pirate.
Unlike your ferret.
Pirates. My ferret just kept closing about my person. It's very personal ferret.
Yes, you do keep your ferrets though. Down your trousers, don't you?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Fiona's ferret died.
Oh dear.
The girl one. It got a womb infection.
Oh, I think I knew it had a womb infection.
Yeah, it died.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Perils of childbirth when you're a ferret.
Yeah. No, ferrets need to constantly be pregnant, and this one hadn't been.
Oh.
And basically, it had an ectopic
pregnancy,
and it got an infection of some kind. And
yeah. Off he goes. Not nice. Sorry. So keep those ferrets pregnant, guys.
Yes, if you've got ferrets, keep them up to death permanently.
With another ferret, just for clarification.
I didn't know that. I just told me the other day. My dad gave her it, and he knows about ferrets, apparently.
Found anything right. I'm standing. See, that's why, you little kobold spipsqueak, you stay away from the doors of nastiness. Mind you, it could just be the halfling. She has been freezing a lot recently. Who knows?
Yeah, you should probably check her for diseases.
Can you do that?
Freezing.
Bastion of Torm. Give her a once-over. Because she might need a, I don't know, clerical scan or whatever you do.
Clerical scan. Clerical scan.
Medical tricorder. Yeah. Oh,
you have to make a universal noise for a medical tricorder.
You have to make your own sound effects around here, you know.
Is that a medical tricorder? Is it a condition that the medical tricorder might be scanning for?
Lots of widdly whoop levels here. So. Mm-hmm. Have we given the DM enough time to read now?
Sorry, I'm just reading.
Oh, right, sorry.
Don't mind me.
Lots of book. North, though,
lots of exciting book here.
How do you become mobile again?
You become mobile after about 30, 40 seconds.
It happened again, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
You became brilliant.
I look skyward and scowl. Mm. She's not very good.
Perhaps a little more faith.
Okay. Perhaps you expect too much of
you
this.
You could show more faith by going back in.
Do you think she'd like that?
That was
maybe your god was like that.
Show
if you went
faith.
In.
I went in to get you.
Yeah, but maybe you need to go in on your own. Stupid Garud.
stupid Garud.
That'll be Helen.
That will probably be for me.
Balazar is summoned.
Quick,
run. Summon Balazar. So, what are you doing? You don't need Balazar, eh? The north door is closed.
I'm not going in any room ever again, ever. I'm staying right here.
Or would you like to check this door?
Okay.
Because you don't have to leave the room to do that.
18.
Don't think the door is trapped.
I'm not going in.
The door is not locked.
You listen at the door.
Door.
Let me listen checks.
19.
8.
You hear movement inside, like there's people possibly inside.
Evil people I can kill.
Maybe.
Or yes. Good people I can kill before the cleric spots out the good.
I like that. Kill them before the cleric realises and stops me. Yes, possibly. There's people, maybe. There's some noise behind the door. Possibly movement.
Feet. There's people.
Oh, I can go in because if they're in there then I won't die. Or get frozen.
Well?
I'm going to sneak open the door.
You open the door. The door's quite stiff to push open. As you start pushing the door...
I get my lamp oil out and
something
oil
scrapes across the ground as you push open the door. To your surprise, you see light within this room. Not the flickering light of a torch, but a solid, steady light. Make me a reflex save, please.
Ooh.
Lots.
27.
A blast of fire erupts from the door as you push it open.
Shroom.
Not fireball.
Can we have fire dodge time, like bullet time? But
yes, you dodge the fire in a very dramatic fashion as it rolls over the top of you.
Burns my entire front of you off.
Interesting. It takes you a full few seconds to force the door open.
Okay.
Ha! You force the door open, just in time to see a flaming sphere rolling to a stop behind the door.
I don't understand that.
The spell, Flaming Sphere, yeah, that Boyack casts. Yeah. There's no one sat behind the door, just sitting there.
Cool. Let's wait till it switches off.
Fire!
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I don't like this place anymore. It's trying to kill me.
Yes, there is that.
It's trying to kill me. The door.
You walk through the door. Mm-hmm. Make me a reflex save.
That'll do.
You dodge the Flaming Sphere. With a 19 plus whatever your reflex is, unless it's a massive negative.
That is positive. 22.
In the room.
You probably could have walked right through the flaming sphere.
Yeah, I know.
And taken, what, 2 damage on average?
Mm. Well, maybe took more.
Maybe took none.
Oh, it's a funny shaped room.
Funny shaped room. Looks like a dog leg of everything. And up like that, and
apple pies are really difficult to eat elegantly.
I know, apple pies are lovely, but Mr. Kipling deserves to give us lots of free apple pies. The room is sort of that shape. Well, it is that shape. Sat over here at the far end of the room, some 60, 70 feet away, are two large lizardine shapes.
Are they evil? Can we kill
them? One of them is sort of covered in, festooned in feathers and various shaky accoutrements. The other one has a bow drawn and pointed at you.
You're not safe against that.
I can't believe it's a bow he's got.
Pick up Boyack, put him in front of us.
Yes, it's a bow. It's a long bow. He's drawn it back.
Hi there. Maybe it's his brothers.
Walking.
Discuss. Puts up a clawed hand, the one that isn't drawn the bow on you.
What's he said?
I don't know.
I was in Draconic. I believe they speak Draconic.
Voigtis is quite good, I understand.
Yes, Voigtis is his natural language.
Yes.
I understand that Balazar also speaks it.
Yes.
I believe it is Draconic they speak. Yes, but Balazar can't hear from the 3 miles behind you that he is.
That's what I should have spent my skill points on, just learning languages.
That's quite funny. Language. Yes, they speak Draconic.
Okay. In which case I repeat it in Celestial, Giant and Goblin. Just in case.
I say hello in Halfling.
You say hello in Halfling.
Welcome.
Boyack looks around the door. Can he get through the fire? Boyack walks through, dodging the fire as he comes. He talks to them for a while.
Oh, he's going to say bad things about it, isn't he?
Well, I should run in and kill someone.
The flaming sphere eventually collapses. One of them sort of relaxes his bow slightly and lowers it a bit, but he's still ready to fire should you go at him. You're quite away from him.
Yeah.
Boyack starts to walk down the room a bit.
I follow behind him at about 10 feet away.
They are lizard men. Lizard men.
Yes?
Yes.
Are they not related to you, perhaps?
Distant. Distant relative. Distant. Like you and the hairy, stupid wizard. Distant relative.
Are we near Lockin?
Well, I'm not like them.
Okay. I see your point.
Yeah.
You're all stunted and they're quite tall.
Yes. They are Kallis and Slith.
Okay.
Does that mean I should kill them?
No.
Oh. They are...
Unless you think...
Guides.
Guides.
They can be ready to tell us where to go home.
Guides. Useless in here.
They might have some skill in here.
Maybe they know where to go.
Why are they in a locked room?
You got a point. The door wasn't locked.
It was warded with magic.
Yes. We got past it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm confused. Do we kill them or not?
They do not look like they are going anywhere soon.
Oh, okay.
How have they stayed alive? Do they have food?
Probably.
You look around, you can see now through the flaming sphere is gone and you enter the room slightly, but off to the side there is various butchered pieces of meat that look like they've been preserved.
People?
No, it doesn't look like it. Well, not that you can tell. Could be. Could Lizards. Be orc.
Hmm? Lizard?
Probably not. It looks a bit red and meaty to be lizard.
Crenshaw!
More likely orc.
Orc! Ooh, vegetarian! Can you tell me how to say hello to them in the way that you speak?
Scouts!
Yeah, I say that.
You have a go.
Yes, I do.
They hiss at you a bit.
Did they say a good thing or a bad thing?
They said hello.
Small, tasty one.
One of them, the one that was Slith, has a large... snake sat on her shoulder.
It's a girl. You have said it was a girl.
Hard to tell.
Okay.
It's a lizard.
Yeah. I want to touch the snake. I like snake.
Too easy.
I want to touch the snake. You just can't keep it in, can you? You are lovely.
This is what you get while playing with a room full of boys.
Yes, but as a girl, that's pretty much your only option.
Every character I've played in the last 6 months has been some sexually perverted, naughty person, including all the games I played on.
Listen to the Christmas special.
Saturday. Yeah, listen to the Christmas special. I will make noises in appreciation of the snake around the person's shoulders.
My, it's so big.
My, your shiny, shiny snake is very shiny.
Gosh, I like your serpent. We do. We
yes, I've suddenly developed a Devon accent.
Lovely.
Your snake's very nice. Can I touch it?
Funny. Lizard folk. Pretty good. Eventually, after some more chatting with Boyacht, one of them eventually lowers his bow completely to relax.
How many is there?
One, two.
One
with a bow, yes. And the
yeah,
other
so you said sound you keep
one. One with the bow lowers
his
bow.
What? Maybe kill Luna and the disarmed. It's so easy now. I'm expecting it.
We have to be good people now. Or else the bad fire will keep getting us, and the bad crazy ray.
They gesture. One of the one that doesn't have the bow gestures to you, points at the fire. It's very bright in here. Bright in here.
Triple over, bow my head appreciatively and go and see about the fire.
They offer you a stick with meat on from the fire.
I do the same thing as
well,
as
they offer you a stick with raw meat on, point at the fire.
Balazar has completed his husbandly duties.
They offer boy a
stand and take.
They offer boy a stick, and he just eats it raw. Stick.
Stick mine in the fire.
Something particularly proud of.
They understand your need to cook your meat.
Much appreciated, though.
The one with the feathers and things attached to it stands up and walks to the door and closes it. Okay. Starts casting something on the door.
Make
a spellcraft check.
One! Natural one!
Boyacht knows. Would you like to know what the spell is?
I probably know what it is.
Yes!
Spellcraft check, please.
Spellcraft from the wizard, who suddenly recovered from his dazed stance revealed there. Spellcraft! He rolls 19.
19? You think that the lizardman has cast a fire trap on the door.
It could be a fire trap on the door. In fact, I'm pretty damn sure it's a fire trap on the door.
Didn't we already know that when I just dodged the fire?
Whoosh.
Why are we suddenly...
Because Balazar likes to state the obvious!
Balazar likes to state the obvious.
Oh, you cooked this bit of meat for me and then handed it to Fabi.
Thank you.
This is generic, non-descriptive meat. What type of meat is it?
No idea.
Non-fiendish, that's all that matters.
Nom nom, is it nice?
Yes.
Does it taste like chicken, like everything in the world?
No, it tastes kind of like pork. A little bit sweeter.
Okay. Mmm, I made green belly.
It's not nasty.
Very nice.
Tasty flesh of
the other dark meat.
You yes. You notice that the odd pair of boots lying in the corner.
Empty.
I completely ignore them.
Yeah. However, it does taste quite nice. It's nice to have something different than Crenshaw.
I cook.
And this is fresh meat.
Ooh.
As opposed to. Not.
How do piddly little lizard men kill big giant scary
Because piddly little lizard men aren't piddly and little. They're taller than you.
Ooh.
They're quite big.
Yeah, but when I get up after doing number two, the pile's bigger than earth.
That's very true. Very true.
I am bigger than a pile of. Yes.
Half orcish dung.
A sweet pie in the other name.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I make appreciative noises and try and get my message across that...
Put it in my belly.
What are the rest of you doing?
Eating free meat.
Fair enough.
Steve?
You don't need to eat, do you?
No.
But you might do just to relieve the boredom.
You'll offend them.
So I'll offend them.
Yeah. Then great, then I can kill them.
Yay, the path to the dark side has begun.
Yeah, because it's not like we're planning on resting here, is it? Because we can't trust them.
Well, I was supposed to be an ass boy. But hey.
Well, no.
Have a conversation with the three boys.
They chat with Boyuk in Draconic, which
I understand. Earwig, earwig, earwig.
They talk about what's been going on and the black squid things that have been passing through and how bad it all is.
Anything new and of interest that I overhear that can be related to our faithful party?
Not really.
Lots of black squiddy things.
Yeah. There's been a lot of black squiddy things passing through the area. You get the inclination from what they're saying that they come from the northeast area. Northeast from here.
Well, we've been there, nothing there. Total rumour.
They've been passing.
It is clean!
A69.
A69?
Thank you kindly.
That would be his room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, it would indeed be his room.
The sight of his humiliating defeat.
As you can listen to
the sight of his humiliating defeat.
Eventually.
Eventually. Took us a few sessions.
Humiliating defeat.
Actually, we did kill him.
Yes.
Mostly. No, well, virtually.
Because he's not here.
No. We basically killed him.
Dead.
He was very nearly dead to the point of being lightly killed. And then we brought him back.
He was merely dead. He wasn't dead.
D&D's definition of total deadness hadn't quite been reached. But most people's definition of deadness had.
Yeah, I've been slightly
conscious and bleeding.
No. In the old days, you were dead at zero or whatever. But no, the minus 10.
He was dead. He wasn't dead.
He wasn't dead. Dead of deadness. So dead even
actually,
the dead think they're dead.
Actually, this should be the different designation now. 0 hit points, dead. Minus 10, dead.
dead. I think lightly dead is quite a good way to characterise between 0 and minus 10.
Dead.
Only if it's not in hot water, it's not embroiled.
They're talking.
Red.
Boyuk mentions that you can understand what they're saying and they...
Shut up.
Well, no, they just seem a little more guarded.
Fair enough. Let's go into their brains and extract it from their mouth.
They talk about what they've been doing and they say they've been hunting orc.
More meat?
Yum, yum, thank you.
Boyuk seems quite pleased at this.
Boink it.
Eat some more meat.
This is good stuff. Oh, tastes like sweet pork. It's in the teeth. Hang on. Oh, dear. Anyone got any more? This takes me by. It's very familiar, actually.
You notice that both of the lizard men have a pendant that glows with light.
Ooh.
Continuously, like, just glowing with light.
Are they?
Yeah.
I've got a whole body that does that.
Hello?
Does it have magic on them?
They have matching pendants.
I think it might be magical anyway.
Oh, but she's got anything else magical.
Ooh.
Mm, yeah! I wonder if I look like I see magic in it.
Yes, they might take a bit of an upset. Because we're not doing it on you, we do it on the halfling every day, because we never know what she's bloody well picked up.
It's very true. Just gets bigger and bigger glow.
I root around in my bag for a bit.
Okay.
I fish out my flute, I give it a bit of a clean.
Yes.
And I go and present it to the one with the snake.
There's the snakes.
Looks at you quizzically.
And I gesture that it's a present in that kind of like, there you go, way.
Yeah, why don't you just tell it where you should insert it?
Yes.
And then we shake hands.
She has a very large clawed hand.
Okay, we shake hands.
Well, a medium-sized clawed hand, but give it to my large.
And I point at the snake. And
just
needs to be put
around my neck.
Hermity of halfling. Takes the snake off her shoulders. And
it's probably massively heavy.
Yeah. Watch your takes of pleasure from this snake.
It's a medium sized viper.
Don't bite me.
It's a medium sized viper.
How big is that?
Isn't that like too big for me to carry?
It's quite large.
Well, I'll let her take
it. Coiled around my shoulder.
And if it's a
viper. Look, everybody, look! Look, I have a pet snake!
Clackies! Tlakis.
What's she saying, boys?
You'd make a good snack for the snake.
Tlakis.
Okay. I'll stroke it really tentatively.
It sort of nuzzles.
The viper's poisonous already, Christine. They're poisonous.
Its tongue licks your neck.
Look, thanks for the ring. Look, I've got a pet. It's really cool.
Does the halfling know it's poisonous?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to alarm her by saying that.
No.
I'll go to give it back. Mm-hmm. Gesture though. I'm trying to take it off.
It's very big, very heavy snake, and it likes you.
She picks it back up.
I had a snake on me.
And puts it around her shoulders.
It's very, very fetching.
I want one. Where can I get a snake from?
We can have that one. We might have some belt, or maybe some boots.
That one's too big. I need a little one.
You can shorten it.
Jacket.
Right, can you ask the nice lady where I can get a snake all of my own?
Boy talks to her for a bit. He asks the question, where can the little one get a snake like that? To which the answer would appear to be somewhere along the lines of, it takes many years to train a snake like this. This is no normal snake, this is my loyal companion.
And something about where the sun does not shine?
To which he relates to you.
You have a weasel.
Yes.
He's a medium-sized viper.
Yes. Damn! It's not a mongoose. Never
connected
mind.
Connected to the snake, but not like me and my friend and him and
Lizzie
his friend.
Lizzie Blizzard.
Yes.
I remember, because I stole it for a while and gave it back.
Yes.
I want friend. Nobody loves me.
Well, so far you managed to get partially dead rats. Worms. That's about it.
Big worms, fat worms.
Boyek seems to have hidden his familiar.
Don't we all? I know mine is.
After the second he saw the snake, he put it in a back pocket, a back pouch.
Why?
It'll be easy.
Oh.
Yum, 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 yum. Cuddle and pedo.
But to be honest, if it's a medium-sized snake, I think a little tiny lizard wouldn't even be a snake for it.
No. We might be eyeing up the halfling instead.
Oh. What's doing?
If we find a snake in the halfling's eyes, bulge it.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Do we need to tell you about the real-life snakes that Hal's dad's seen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That actually have a person.
Oh, yeah, we've seen those.
Yeah.
Internet's a wonderful thing.
Where are we going? What are you doing?
Are we staying not staying here? I don't think we should stay here overnight.
Sit in front of a fire and people be sad.
Fire's been rubble. Looks like the camp has been here for quite a while.
Let me look at the alignment of these creatures in my big book of Dungeon Monsters. Generally not nice people tendencies.
Well, they given us some food. Is there anything we can do for them?
I think he'll hate, so that's all.
Okay, well, if it's good enough for Bastion of Thorn, it's good enough. Yeah,
if the person who could speak Draconic could actually talk to them, that would help.
Oh, I'm happy to talk to
talk
them.
Talk to them!
I talk to them. Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
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 Can you ask them if there's anything we can do with them?
The glowing one in the corner would like to know if there's anything we can do for you. Don't mind his name. I'm sure there's a corner somewhere. He can't help it.
He is a cleric of Torm.
Yeah.
A religious man is good to know here.
You're quite popular. You could be of use, it would seem. Yes, he is very pious in the worship of his god.
As I am of mine.
Yes. How interesting. He is also, the little one's lizardy man here, is also very pious, it appears.
He's taller than you.
Bugger, he's taller than me!
Both of them are taller.
I was totally lied to in the description.
Woman. It's a woman.
Yeah, it's a woman.
The one you're talking to is a woman.
Oh. And well,
you can't really tell.
I think it might be a lady. But, yes. So, they're also a worshipper of some god.
S-L-I-S-S-T-H.
Ooh, that's tough.
Slith.
Sliss.
And what room is that?
This is room 96.
Ooh,
okay. 96.
Ooh, you paid.
Are they wearing any religious symbol?
No.
Okay.
What god do they worship?
And what is the name of your god? Since you know the name of Bastion's god, it would be interesting.
I worship the greatness of nature.
The greatness of Druid. The god nature, Druid. Apparently, Bastion. Druid, probably. Yeah, okay.
That's my favourite character class.
Because they're sorely broke.
It's the first role-playing character I ever played in my life as a druid, and she had a wolf, and she was 8. And that was an awfully long time ago.
Wow.
So, okay, so we've got a druid, and you're a cleric, and you're quite popular, Bastion. They seem to like you.
Oh, good. That's what we like.
I'm not sure about the half-orc, but never mind. And they're cool, I think I'm wonderful.
Is there anything they need?
Bastion would like to know, Slids, if there is anything you need or could want from him.
We have been here a while now. We need to leave this place.
Now, come with us, more the merrier. What the heck?
Oh, more leeches.
More leeches? Yes! Oh no! We'll never reach the next level. Oh dear. Hang that offer for 1 second. I may have spoken out of turn. Well, they don't want to stay here.
Who can blame them?
Should I ask if they want to come with us? Though, do you realise that you know the drill?
Yes.
You know what will happen if they come along with us.
You mean like what happened when Goig came along with us?
Yes.
He's fought with us and killed several things.
Yes, but I don't feel as experienced as I possibly could have been since his arrival.
They could make me a snake all of my own if they came. Ask them if they can make me a snake.
Making snakes isn't easy.
Normally it takes two snakes
to do that.
A mummy snake and a daddy snake. I think there's a bit missing from your education.
I'm going to die before I...
Snakes.
A woman.
No, we're not going. I'm 23!
Yes, and I'm young. I think I'm young. I'm only 22 in real life. That's really bad, isn't it? Can you ask them if they can find me a snake that's for me and my size, and then they can train it like that one?
Okay. Sliss.
Yes.
The wonderful halfling that is in our party would like to know if she would also be able to find or obtain one of these wonderful creatures you have.
Why do you not summon her, one wizard?
Well, it's just something I never got around to.
Limitations.
Busy, you know.
Your magic is limited to what you find and read.
That's usually the case, yes.
Oh,
I don't go sniffing
trees,
you know, or hugging them.
I do not hug trees either.
Oh, at least we agreed on something.
I'm going to be a halfling, rogue, bard, druid.
Are you now?
Yes.
A halfling, rogue, bard, druid.
No, that's a multi-class.
A crippled experience
slash archaeologist.
So,
great.
So could you summon her a snake?
No.
No.
I cannot.
He can't.
She
can't.
Yeah,
I think it's a she. It could be a he. It's all very confusing in the dark.
Okay. Can you tell her thank you very much anyway, and I like her so very much?
Say that again. I was looking for the half one.
Perhaps.
If you're wanting a snake, then if he says suggest summoning one, then perhaps I could oblige. It wouldn't last very long, but...
You would go on your table for a snake.
But you would have...
Would it be all mine for
a while.
Few days?
A few minutes.
Oh, a bit disappointing, really.
About 30.
Now, 30 seconds worth of snake action, that's all you're going to get.
Not very long to train, really.
Yeah.
Better than...
Oh, really, really
like
quick.
A free preview rather than joining the actual side.
Better than nothing, though, little one.
Is that in the language I can understand? Okay. Mm. Can I have one, please? I'll look after it ever so carefully for 30 seconds.
What sort of size would you like? Small, medium, or large?
Would you like a super size, lad?
Is that only 30 pence extra? Yeah.
Small would be good.
You're lovely.
Small. So that then I can hold it.
I'm sure it is the serpent that you wish. I believe he can summon many things.
I like that snake. Maybe I can have a different pet every day.
He's going to waste the spell for you.
Maybe I can put a leaf. Excuse me, chocolate throat.
Chocolate throat.
maybe I can put a lead on it and it won't go away.
Snakes don't do leads very well.
This one can. I can just pull it along. I hope no animal activists are listening to this.
Pull the snakes on the collar.
Dragging them through the dungeon.
You would like a bit of rope you could pretend was a snake.
An invisible snake.
Mm. Maybe I shoulder a snake.
Maybe I can put wheels on it.
You'll have to learn
to
smile. Yeah.
Maybe I can put wheels on it and put it along a little wheelie cart thing.
Rest with us. You look weary.
Yes, we are.
You have come from the northeast.
Well, actually, we've come from the southeast, but we're leaving southwest. But we'll ignore that because we had a bit of a wander here and a bit of a wander there.
That is not what Kallis says. He said you came down from the northeast to here.
We've been around a bit.
Who?
Kallis.
Guy with the bow.
Okay.
He was out hunting orc and heard you.
Yeah,
most things do.
He says you make more noise than a barrel full of drunken dwarves.
I don't think that's the case at all.
How many dwarves can you get in a barrel?
Half one.
It depends how you chop them.
That's not funny.
You can shove it in.
Oh, right.
Belly stuck in it and then it's top of the hour.
Look, over there, boy! Fireball!
Oh, you kill the party.
Except for Steve, who's immune. Because he's broken.
You've broken Steve. I hope you get well soon.
Steve is broken.
It's all those extra books they brought out.
Rest here this evening with us.
So you can leech. No. Okay. Well, we're good. Yes, we will rest and we will have interesting discussions amongst ourselves.
Is any of this meat going off in the corner?
No. It's all fresh.
Mm-hmm. They've not got any stockpiled.
Well, they have some preserved in salt. That they have. They say, you notice that the ranger has a large pouch on the side of his belt.
So, salt. We've been offered to rest. Are we going to take the offer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I want to play with the snake a bit more.
If we're murdered in our sleep, I blame you.
If we're murdered in our sleep, I blame you. In fact, I blame everybody else.
Oh, never mind.
Yes.
We're a very friendly bunch of people, aren't we?
Oh, yes. We can
have him in sleep, then we'll kill him in the morning.
Yeah. We're all rested in combat ready. Thanks for the rest, now schnick.
Are you resting? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're resting.
Are you evening, doing anything specific?
Yeah, I'm
going to set watches.
I want to copy a bit of a spell. Yeah.
Well, I set
takes 24 hours to do that.
Oh. chat with the.
I'll copy a third of a spell.
Just about areas.
1 24-hour session. So ridiculous.
You have to read it.
It's all designed for not being in a continuous dungeon, isn't it? Because you're supposed to go away and
do it.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill your one big one bad guy.
Go home for 200 years.
Yeah, exactly. Which you can't do.
No.
Let's stay here for 24 hours.
He says, looking at his watch.
Yes. My sundial, the dwarven sundial, isn't working too well at the moment.
I've paid a fortune.
What do you want to know through Boyacht? What are you asking?
Well, just what's in the areas around where they've been, what they've been up to.
What's the big greeny, reddy, sparkly thing we passed?
Yes.
That one there.
Describe it to them.
Yeah.
I do not know. Never been there.
Well, you're not much use of
here. We do not travel that way. That is where the creatures come from. Up that way.
Whoops.
So you don't know about the room of bubbles then?
Portals. Yes.
Yes, that's the one.
Carlis and myself saw it.
But it was and left.
We looked at it and left.
Rather than staying in the room until things came through.
What's the challenge?
We have been here a while now. We led the others here, but they squabbled and fought with our little friends' people, and then the things came. Black things, rats, swarms.
I like rats.
Rats, bats, and automobiles.
I can actually speak a bit of Draconic because I've been picking it up.
Beware, he did warn you about doing that. Check those language rings.
Elephant, pineapple, potato toast.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty much why. No, because, who was it that could speak it?
Come on.
I was talking to somebody. It was Giant, and then, no, I've got Giant and Draconic.
You're part learned, Giant and Draconic.
Part learned.
It's, Boyacht. It's Boyacht that,
Boyacht. Yeah, it's on the top of that character sheet there.
So it is. Yes, you have to spend two XP for a language? Something like that?
Just your
two skill points for
language. Yeah, I'll put some skill points
in. That's for a bard.
Cheer for a bard.
You'll do something with a bard, I guess.
Bard knows all languages.
I'm gonna be a bard. La la la.
A rogue that sings while doing thievery things.
Look, I'm breaking into the room.
I'm moving silently.
No, but eat the tasty sandwich. If you. It's just the order of the stick where the bard is playing the song behind the guy who's eating the sandwich. That's all he can actually do is support the party. Eat the tasty sandwich. He's like, go away!
I'm sneaking around, I'm pocketing stuff. La, la,
la. I'm hiding in shadows very successfully. They won't see me here, no, I'm so safe.
Say, wait, what are you doing?
We should all be bards.
A whole party of bards.
That would be end.
Okay, so hoes.
See, what I said to Steve is next level, you should all take a level of the character to your left.
Yeah! Oh, I don't mind.
A cleric rogue, a rogue wizard, a wizard fighter, and a fighter cleric. I think
that's solid all round. Anyway. Yes. So, we're willing to rest. That's fine, we're all agreed. We're all keeping one eye open.
You're putting watches?
Yeah, we'll put watches on because we can afford
them. Oh, I'm going to sit up and talk to them.
I will take the awkward middle watch.
Will take the first one.
Okay.
No. I'm just going to stay up and talk to them a bit.
In uninterrupted sleep, so they take first.
Well, you have to sit up for a while.
To be honest, I'm fairly trusting of these people.
I'm
fairly trusting of these people.
Boyacht, we'll stay awake a while and talk to them for you, if you wish. If you want to ask them anything specific.
How they train their snake.
You want to learn animal handling.
She talks to you about how it takes a long time. She shows you that her snake knows a few tricks.
Roll over, play dead.
No,
be a snake.
It can stay. She sits and she goes and says something in Draconic. And then she says something else and it slithers over towards her.
Wow.
Or you can go stiff and turn into a staff.
Or you could fire it, but...
Fire it from a bow.
Like an arrow!
That's very Conan.
You were watching Conan last week.
Yes.
Or turn into a giant snake. That's a neat trick.
She will set the snake to guard tonight.
Oh, it's any talk.
No, but it knows her. command.
Into the secrets?
Can I give the snake a present?
If you want.
If I can find something that's even remotely...
Snake. Edible.
Snake gift plus.
Snake gift plus.
Pair of gloves. Not really going to work.
See, if you still had your rat, it would have been ideal.
Who says I don't? I have scraped dirt from off Bastion's shoe.
I wondered what that smell was for the past few days.
It's probably that thing you stuck to. Oh, it was your hand.
I cleaned that!
Yeah, probably before I sleep, I shall refill any water containers they need.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I give it some small pebbles. No, probably.
You can do it.
They need slightly less water than most persons. They don't drink as much as being lizards. Because
they don't. And I shall refill hours away.
Because they don't sweat.
I shall refill hours away.
I'll take the red ribbon out of my hair and tie it in a bow around the snake's neck if they let me.
The snake looks, just nods.
It's a pretty girl snake now.
You see what we have to put up with.
Be glad that it's around your snake.
We'll do a trade, one of yours for one of ours.
The night passes eventually. Morning arrives.
Okay.
You
chose not to comment.
You wake up.
Alive! We wake up dead. That's always
funny. One of the one with the bow, Cal, he's standing in the corner. He's listening at the door.
Uh-oh.
Sliss is cooking.
More sweet pork meat?
She has a pot. Well, which is actually a turned orcish helmet. she's hung over the fire and she's stirring.
As bad as Ewoks.
She's stirring something with the end of a short sword
in the pot. Well, as long as it tastes good, Balazar doesn't mind.
Smells like snakes still have the ribbon on.
Yes. Smells like meaty stew.
Yum yum yum.
I need to alter my diagram.
Oh, we need vegetables.
Yeah, we need some more fibre. There's all this meat gone.
Aren't you vegetables and energies?
No. Oh dear.
Welcome to Dagobah. No.
Oh, it's not good.
She serves it out, unfortunately. She's
we're doing the Atkins diet in Montreal, aren't we?
Yeah. Very good day.
This is a snake, and this is the ribbon. That's the stingy, rattly... Oh, it's not a rattlesnake, is it?
It's a
bite.
Okay,
I'll do big bloody teeth.
These are the huge...
big bloody teeth.
Huge venom-injecting teeth.
Right.
Does it just have them in the mouth? There we go.
Yes.
That's generally where the teeth are
placed. I know.
serves breakfast.
I eat.
I respect really kind.
Herself and Calhis eat raw meat, as does Boyack taking the opportunity to wolf down.
I feel all spelled up.
Hurrah.
I burn my food.
Boyack.
I don't burn it as much as Paul Simpson burns it.
To stew.
Boyack is sat in the corner reading the spellbook.
Oh, okay. He's got a better spellbook than me, don't they? Actually, not technically true now,
that's
but he's got mirror image! I want that spell!
Last night the meat was on a stick, and I assumed it was this morning.
No, it's stewed this morning.
Yeah.
Stewed in a dirty orcish pelvis.
Luckily, Bastion of Torm can sort that out if necessary.
Did they think to remove the head first?
Maybe. Don't even ask what they pickled it.
Perhaps that's what stewing.
Oh.
And just turned it upside down, poured some water in, and started cooking it.
Oh, we hope it's
better than cold monkey brains.
Yes. So, what are you doing?
You like your snake now or later?
Sorry?
You like your snake now or later?
Now. Because my neck is cold.
Oh, okay.
It might warm.
I don't believe it.
My neck is cold.
Summon
a celestial small viper.
A celestial small viper?
With no
quite
poison.
Cool.
With no
what
poison.
Colour is the celestial small viper? Describe said celestial
it
small viper.
It sounds like something out of Battlestar Galactica.
Pink.
What colour is the small viper?
The small viper is a sort of yellowy gold colour. With ooh, black bits on.
Probably yellowy gold with black bits on.
Yes.
Woot!
You're going to name it Woot?
Yeah. It is Woot the snake.
Woot.
Woot! Okay, how long is it going to last for?
About 30 seconds.
Oh!
Are you going to tell me that it's going to be the last 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, stay!
It sits on the floor and looks at you.
Right, stay some more.
Actually, how intelligent is another celestial creature?
3.
So not stupid?
No.
Yes.
Come.
I directed
you to go
to her.
Me.
Oh, you can't you?
Yeah.
You direct it goes to her.
Okay, and then I'll put it around my neck and cuddle it.
It cuddles your back, but not very strongly.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
And I give it a kiss on the nose.
It likes you.
And it probably bites my toes.
No, it's not a bite, it's all one scatter. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to go away and I'm going to cry now.
Probably, yes.
After several minutes, after about 30 seconds, you feel you've lost control of the snake.
This could be interesting.
And it's not going away. Oh dear.
It's curled round her neck at the moment. Just seems to be sat there.
Okay. Hey, then.
Oops.
Just stay still a minute.
My side labour.
What? It's same. It likes
yes,
me.
Yes, it's a nice snake.
It's celestial.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I don't understand.
No, neither do I. So it's still me here.
It likes me. It doesn't want to go away.
Good day.
Oh, I'm quite scared that my husband is trying to kill my character.
He's not.
You're the one that was so bent.
You married him.
The snake.
Well, listen, I thought the snake was doing really
you need to be very nice to it.
Okay, I will.
And you need to keep feeding it.
What do snakes eat?
Oh, I've absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Mice, rats, little baby chicks,
small humanoids.
The person
well, not,
whose
not
name
when that size.
Or whatever it's called. She's gold.
I could show you how to train it.
Yes. What do I have to feed my snake?
Live rodents, rats.
That shouldn't be a problem here.
Little things that live.
Okay. Well, how many times do I have to feed them every day?
No. Once a week.
Oh, that's okay. Then.
Or so will suffice.
I'm going to have to get a little rat trap and just carry it around with me. Trap something. I pet it some more gently this time because I heed Bastion's warning that I've got to be nice to it.
I thought you said that was going to go away.
Yes.
So did I.
What's this? Uncontrollable clerical spells? This is not good, Bastion.
No, it's not.
I don't think there's Christmas in Fairmoon, is there?
Maybe.
Okay. It's
the celebration of Jesus Christ. Probably not.
It's the best present on an annual holiday ever.
High holiday.
Yeah. It's the best thing anybody's ever got me ever. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah. Nothing quite like something that might turn on you and bite you and kill you
in your sleep.
It's
to
unlikely.
Say I love you.
It's unlikely. It is one of my kin.
My dad used to keep.
Couldn't it be a dark celestial? We're going to have to create it now, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, you made it permanent, or somebody did.
Yes, why do I have a permanent snake, Hal?
Sorry.
Well, I've an idea why.
Did you give me it because you liked me?
Yes.
Oh,
that's what I did.
Thank you.
I suspect that summoning things might be a bad idea.
Yes, I might not try that again.
Let's summon an entire pack of dire badgers! They could lead us through this dungeon!
If you put them in a like football t-shirt, they might just sing badgers, badgers, badgers all the time.
Oh no!
You said earlier on that llamas was bad and badgers was good, but now you're saying...
No, in a relative term!
Llamas was derivative.
Yes.
He made no statement about its relative quality.
Okay.
He's quite good this half-hog, isn't he?
Far
more
intelligent
for his own good.
He's
quite sly, this half.
He is. I am above human average.
True. What are you doing now?
I'm reveling in the fact that I have a pet snake.
You do, you have to give it a name.
I'm desperately trying to stop it from biting you.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes the snake.
I thought you'd already named it Woot.
Oh yeah, I've called it Woot. I've got a snake called Woot.
You've called it Woot. Your snake is called Woot.
Woot, the snake!
How funny are you, love?
Them, they make it happen.
I'm going to play with my little weasel Kodo. Go, hello, little Kodo. Gucci, Gucci.
Look, snakes like them.
And Kodo goes, hello, master.
Can they speak?
Yet? At fifth level, they bloody well can.
Yes.
Couldn't do yesterday. Can today.
What is that? What is it? Is it a rat? Do you think my snake will like to eat it?
It better not. This is a fine dwarven weasel.
Might be a fine
weasel.
Actually,
a weasel called Kodo.
There are dwarf weasels, but they're called least weasels.
Least weasels. This one's my little friend Kodo. With his tiny little
leather jerkin
that I made for him myself.
I'm going to find a leather jerkin for my snake.
That would be a challenge. I would suggest knitting.
Easy.
Yeah. You've got to find a tartan one.
Don't we still have some of that kind of purple robe?
Oh, yeah, I've got that in my backpack now, so I've got all of the clothes on.
You're going to dress the snake in purple silk.
Yes. Do you have a problem with this?
The snake might.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm
It's
going
to make it quite difficult to wriggle.
But it's going to be in my pocket or around my neck or somewhere else. It's going to probably get burnt next time I get burnt.
I don't think that snakes
can you eat snake?
Need clothes.
Can't tell you.
We've just eaten orc.
Not some of you have.
It's quite tasty.
Oh, this is just too tempting. Anyway.
What?
No, never mind.
What are you reading?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
It's a familiar, new familiar ability.
I'm just flicking this. It's got intelligence of 8 now. Yeah. Bloody cleverness, but he's not.
It's not dead.
God, if it had the brain the size of one of our brains, it'd be a super genius.
Have you made my snake?
No.
But I will.
No.
I'll write you a
making the lizard man.
I'll give you a set of celestial snake if you like.